Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is America's Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
So I guess the rehabilitation of Hunter Biden is beginning in earnest, starting with the speech. It'll be called The Speech, and Hunter Biden will then appear on The View. He'll go all over the place and probably want to then we'll have a book tour. There's got to be a book tour in there somewhere. Folks, welcome to the program. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome as we race into the Thursday morning edition. Hour number three, of course, if you're just joining us, we're glad to have you with us. Welcome to everybody listening on AM 860, The Answer, AM 930 as well. And Uncle Rick, thank you so much for your message. We sure appreciate it. Very, very much appreciate it. And also, folks, welcome to everybody listening along the GCN network. And of course, that includes our great AM and FM radio affiliates all across the country. And GCN, of course, distributes the program out to them. We'll be having some more news, I think, about that here as we head towards the beginning of the year. And great, exciting things, I think. So at any rate, welcome back to the program, folks. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program. Or you can head over to KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to leave us a direct message as well. All right, so let's start right out, because we do have a couple of callers holding, but we want to bring in Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning again, Denise.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, right before we went to the top of the hour, we did talk a little bit about the impeachment inquiry vote. And just to recap that, of course, this means that they're going to continue to look for evidence. They're going to investigate these allegations, which even Jonathan Turley has said, you know, there's good evidence to continue this process. He thought that threshold had been passed a long time ago. But certainly it was a party line vote. But basically, there's a lot more to come on this, don't you think?
Well, the Democrats came out yesterday with all the same talking point, which I think came from either the White House or the DNC, saying the only thing that the Republicans have proven so far with evidence is that Hunter is, in fact, Joe Biden's son.
Right.
Three or four of them all said the very same thing. So here we go. The well-rehearsed little soldiers of you know, their own propaganda operation.
Well, indeed. And certainly the Hunter Biden speech, as I was just saying in the opening there, you know, that's well-designed, basically, to try to get people to see Hunter Biden as just being attacked by the MAGA Republicans and so on and so forth. And, you know, he's said he's made mistakes. We understand that if somebody comes out and says something like that. But the overall, you know, panorama of things about Hunter Biden and Joe Biden, business dealings, and what did Biden know and when did he know it, all that kind of stuff clearly surpasses this. But they're banking on people just going, okay.
You know, I also said that I wonder who is paying for the legal bills. Well, over in the East Wing, which is generally where the First Lady operates versus the West Wing of the White House, there is a war room. And in this war room are piles of lawyers. Now, these piles of lawyers have two things on their plate. Mm-hmm. And one is all things Hunter. And the other thing is all things impeachment. So, I would also probably say this is, too, where a lot of the political propaganda machine operates, trying protect all things Biden Incorporated. So who are all of these lawyers? And, you know, who is allowing that space for really personal issues on government property? So just want to put that out there.
Indeed. Let's go real quick. I think we have time. Let's go real quick. Mary in St. Pete, do you have a question for Denise this morning? Good morning.
Good morning. Yes, I did. I think it's just kind of strange timing with the Tony Bobulinski interview with Tucker Carlson before the election, where that was just a one-time thing, and then information just kind of disappeared where you couldn't find it, except maybe the New York Post. And after the election, Rudy Giuliani did all the tracing of this money way back when, and it seems like it's a retread of this. All this information, which has been traced back then, is coming out now. And I got to tell you, the way that Congress and the Republicans are dealing with it is just a slow drip of information. And it was out there a few years ago. If you were watching Right Side Broadcast, you would have seen all the hearings that they did on the election. But Tucker Carlson having Bobulinski on as a one-time thing kind of tells you everything you need to know about this Hunter business. What do you think?
Very interesting. Great call. Thanks, Mary. Mary in St. Pete, everybody. What do you think, Denise?
Well, I understand Bobulinski, and I understand that this has been out there a long time in piece parts. But to get the actual tangible evidence beyond the laptop. The laptop, what's on the laptop was really only kind of a guide sheet. But it collaborates the hard evidence coming from the outside sources, such as the banks, such as Treasury, which, require the banks to do the red notices, if you will. So, then you have to find out where all these 20 or so front companies, these shadow operations, these LLCs were, how they were filed, who their agents were, addresses and all those other kinds. So it's not just one path to follow. There are several paths here that and it includes people as well as, tangible receipts. So it is a very long process, but, they want it to be such a slam dunk that the Democrats are going to be shamed.
Right.
Now,
I'll tell you what, hold that thought, Denise. We're coming right back right after this quick.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, Get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you.
Let me start off with 2 words. Made in America.
Just thinking about you.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
That's right. Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. And as a public service announcement, if you live in California, if you still live in California, it looks like next week California could be voting to have a program that turns, get this folks, sewage into drinking water. Could be voting on this next week. So if you live in California and if it rains, collect the rainwater at this point. That's all that may be the only thing to do. I'm not sure. But once again, well, folks, welcome back. 949-822-7959. That's the number. I live in California. Watch out. Okay, let's go right back to the telephone lines. Actually, not the telephone line, our studio line. And that is, of course, Denise Simon, founderscode.com. And, of course, the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning again, Denise.
Good morning.
Well, we have a couple of callers hanging on, which is very, very good news. But, of course, this whole thing with President Trump and the delay in terms of while the appeal is going on for the prosecution, that could mess up Jack Smith's evil plans to have this whole thing start at Super Tuesday, right?
Well, yeah, there's possibility of that. The other interesting thing is that the Supreme Court is actually taking one of the January 6th protesters' case.
That's right, yes.
So, things are getting... they're confusing, but they're speeding up, and they're getting more convoluted. And so just all you can do is kind of sit back and... you know, take notes and watch how these things transpire. I mean, it's nuts.
And then, of course, you know, as that system plays out, and if the Supreme Court makes a ruling that the left doesn't like, they'll, of course, be mad at the Supreme Court. but it should be lauded as, as the system actually playing out. So, in other words, and that ruling, as I understand, you know, could also ultimately affect the prosecutions against President Trump. So, I mean, this is all kind of interconnected, isn't it?
I would say, and don't think that these law firms don't talk to each other. These lawyers don't talk to each other, because they do.
Indeed. Well, I tell you what, let's go over here to line one. We've got a couple callers holding, as I said, but Backgammon and Bob, do you have a quick question for Denise Simon?
Yes. I think basically Biden, they're playing the old emperor has no clothes strategy. You know what I'm talking about?
Well, tell us why.
Well, because basically they just want to say it doesn't exist. That's all. They're just, you know, saying this is all an illusion. There's no problem. Anyway.
Well, that's what they're, that's what they're saying publicly. That's not what they're saying privately. They know how bad things are.
But I think our main problem is the fact that the border is really where it's at. And we should forget about these foreign entanglements. And that is our main problem in our country. Because what happens when they start piling in at 20,000 a day or 30,000 a day? And that's entirely possible with what's coming across. And they got to do something to stop it.
Right.
And they have to just encapsulate them, take away the incentives. And the states have to take the main lead and say the heck with the federal government and just do it. And on Biden, I think that the Republicans should put out commercials totally detailing everything that they have against him, including films of them stuffing ballot boxes, all of his details of his banking accounts, everything, every bit of the evidence. It's overwhelming. So that maybe some of the Democrats will listen and cross over.
Yeah, good
all
point.
Right, I guess that's it, Denise.
Thanks, Bob. Thanks, Backgammon,
well,
Bob.
Let me say something about TV commercials and whatnot. Timing is everything in Washington, D.C., so it would be a little premature to be doing some of that now. But you can be assured that right after the first of the year, when Christmas is behind us and all these other kinds of things that we get involved with at the end of the year, with budgets and all this other kind of stuff, personally in the federal government, that there'll be some fascinating things that we will see on TV commercials and political action committees doing going into the full-blown election season.
Oh, sure. Yeah, and this info is going to get out there. I think Bob has another question.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yes.
Go ahead, Backgammon Bob. Backgammon Bob, you still there?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Did you have another comment?
Yeah, I was going to say, I think the Congress has to use the power of the purse, and they have to really use it aggressively.
They're trying. I mean, the House is trying real hard, especially when it comes to the aid going to Ukraine and Israel, that, you know, if you want this money, you're going to have to put in border stuff first. And I think they've got a couple of Democrats that are actually on board with that. Every time this border thing comes on the news with Bill Malusian or Griff Jenkins or any of that, I have to walk away, because nothing makes me angrier than to see what is happening at that southern border. I can't stomach that the disgust on that one anymore. I mean, I have to leave the room. I can't do it.
Well, but and don't you think that translates to other people? You know,
well,
who have the same kind of idea.
And, you know,
yeah.
And these people, you know, I understand why they want to come here, because there's such an incentive to come here. But, you know, they're not one of them has considered how they're cheating us, the American taxpayer, because we're paying for all of this, and we're being cheated. Every single taxpayer is being cheated on this, and I can't stand it. I just can't stand it.
Denise, I really think that the solution lies not in Washington, but in the border states, where they have to take control of their own destiny.
Well, you know, we just had a little cheerleader that was killed by an illegal, and he actually just got arrested, and I'm happy for that. But I will tell you that the truth of the matter is that we're between the White House and the Department of Homeland Security with Mayorkas, they are an accessory to murder for allowing these people in.
Indeed.
The states have to take their own militia, their own people. Some of their own people just have to step up and say, the heck with Washington, we got to do it. They need to put these people in camps, send them back over, and totally take away their incentives to come here.
Well, you know,
as soon as they cross the border,
right,
they're just going to be detained and held, and they're not going to be able to go any further into the country.
Right. That's an interesting point. But, Denise, can you speak to the idea that, obviously, what Backham and Bob is talking about here is you know, there's a passion to want to do something, but isn't there a dispute, though, between what individual states can do regarding an international border? And obviously the Biden administration would try to put the kibosh on all that right away.
The states have a constitution, and then we have the U.S. Constitution. And the differences between the two is really zero. It is often said separate but equal when it comes to these respective constitutions. I don't know if anybody was watching Hannity last night, but there was a moment that he had on Mark Levin, and he said, you know, a president takes an oath of office that he will faithfully execute law, and he's not doing that. So you can forget all this other stuff to necessarily impeach Biden. He's violated his oath and faithfully executing the law. It was a powerful presentation that Mark Levin made last night on that. The other piece of that was not upholding the Supreme Court's decision on student loans. Those two things right there are impeachable.
Well, sure.
Well,
sure.
One thing, too, Texas is a different state. Texas actually can secede from the Union at any time because they have a different –
I know that. That history,
they could just say, look, heck, we're just not following this anymore. We are going to declare ourselves seceded from the Union, or we are going to totally do it different, and that's what they should do.
Well, interesting points, Backham and Bob. We appreciate the call very much, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
All right. Thank you very much, Kyle.
Thanks. All right. Thanks, Backham and Bob. So a lot of interesting stuff going on there, don't you think, Denise? But obviously, I mean, this is where this whole thing comes up. You know, Texas put those things into the floating devices, right, into the Rio Grande, and the federal government had a big lawsuit against them as a result of that.
Yeah, I mean, everything ends up in a court, and it depends upon what judge, and then whatever judge delivers his ruling, then it goes to an appellate court, and then, you know, we just kind of go back and forth and back and forth and back and forth on all of this. And so these judges, 9 times out of 10, get it wrong, too.
Right. Yeah, and it becomes very, very frustrating. All right, Denise Simon, founderscode.com. Can you stick around, of course? Of course you'll stick around for the third segment. And we're coming right back, everybody. As we, during the break, here's your assignment. Just rock around the Christmas tree a little bit. And wake up the neighbors. We don't care. Coming right back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there.
You will get a sentimental feeling when you hear voices singing, let me jolly, death falls with bows of holly.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA News Update. The White House appears to be clarifying President Biden's recent comments on Israel.
He was expressing concerns that we continue to see civilian casualties in Gaza. And again, that we want to make sure, as they work to minimize, that they actually have those kinds of results.
National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby did not explicitly state whether the U.S. believes Israel is carrying out indiscriminate bombing or following international law. The New York Attorney General's case against Donald Trump and the Trump Organization for financial fraud is wrapping up. Attorney General Letitia James accuses them of inflating financial statements by billions of dollars. House Democrats say there are absolutely no grounds to move forward with the impeachment inquiry into President Biden.
They have no evidence of him committing any offense, much less an impeachable offense.
Dave Collins, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
America is a nation that can be defined in a single word.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Thursday edition, and we are racing through it at breakneck speed. And the time just flies by, doesn't it? Especially in the overnight hours. Whatever you're doing, wherever you're going, whatever you're up to, we're glad that you're there. We're glad that you're spending some time with us. And one of the things, by the way, that we really like is we love to hear from our listeners. We love to get great callers. And you can call us, of course, 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. And we like to know what you think about. We like to know what you're, what's on your mind. And we're glad to hear from you, as a matter of fact. So once again, 949-822-7959, because that is that's one of the great things about talk radio. Talk radio, people can come on and talk, and we absolutely love to hear from you. So once again, Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and of course, the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Welcome back, Denise.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. And by the way, folks, don't forget, you do want to go over to founderscode.com. You want to check out the great articles and materials that Denise has. And I got to tell you, Denise, you know, I hear from listeners and so forth. And, you know, I think a lot of the things that we're laying down here on the program, and especially what you bring to the mix here, is very interesting to people. And I know that people really appreciate it.
Thanks for saying that.
Absolutely. And because you're not hearing this kind of stuff anywhere else in the overnights across America. So that's just a little, you know, we'll pat ourselves on the back a little bit. I think we can afford the one time to do that. But once again, of course, there's so much going on, Denise. And obviously, you know, as we head into the election, the impeachment inquiry in and of itself, even if they don't impeach, if they don't ultimately impeach Joe Biden in the House, it would be doubtful, of course, that he would be convicted in the Senate, barring some major development. I mean, major earth-shattering development. But does that, of course, factor into the election, but also into the whether or not Joe Biden would actually be the nominee?
What Comer and Senator Grassley and Congressman Jordan are doing is essentially the equivalent of the Mueller investigation into Russiagate. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's the comparison that I would make. And what's particularly fascinating is all of the media people that were reporting and trying to get the inside track on everything that the Mueller team was doing virtually every day with subpoenas and following those lawyers and the FBI and blah, 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 blah. They reported those snippet things virtually every single day. Now, the media is not doing that so far in the volume that it did under the with the Hunter and the Biden thing that they did with the Mueller thing. But I will tell you, after the first of the year, that you're going to find that these Republicans and the people that are doing all of this work into Biden Incorporated, they're going to be putting out daily press briefings, press reports, and see who to media to see who picks it up. So just be prepared, because early part of 2024, it's gonna be wild. So just hold on.
Indeed, indeed.
Now, I'd also like to say, you know, we have no idea of the tightness. I had mentioned the lawyers that are operating in the East Wing in this war room. Well, one of the top Biden White House attorneys is a fellow by the name of Ed Siskel. So you remember Siskel and Ebert? You know, they were the film critics.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Well, this Ed Siskel happens to be the film critic's nephew. But what is his resume, this top White House lawyer? Well, he came from WilmerHale. He comes in, he goes back to the law firm and goes back and forth and back and forth. But he worked in – he was a deputy White House counsel during the Obama administration. And he was the one who oversaw all the complex challenges to the Affordable Care Act when that went to the Supreme Court. But guess what? Who else he worked for? And this will probably tell you everything you need to know. Mm-hmm. Rahm Emanuel.
Oh, boy. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
We all know Rahm Emanuel. Yeah.
Right. So this is the whole circle jerk of people and lawyers that go from Chicago, because I think that, you know, we used to call the Obama administration the Chicago way. Well, we have it again, ladies and gentlemen. Here it is.
Indeed. That's, you know, again, you know, it's not surprising, is it? It's not surprising at all.
It's not surprising, but, you know, and that's how pathetic things are. We're not surprised at some of the, I mean, we're so used to scandal, we expect it.
Well, that's right.
We expect impropriety. We expect stupidness. So we're losing our own outrage compass here.
Right. Yeah, because everything is bad. And so you reach a level of outrage or a level of saturation that you simply, okay, well, another bad thing. Okay, fine. It'll just fold in with all the other bad things.
Precisely.
Exactly. Yeah, because typically, and this goes to something I was talking about earlier, too, and the idea that, you know, because Backham and Bob had mentioned earlier that, you know, maybe some Democrats would get so mad at what the evidence is about Joe Biden that they would vote to impeach. But I would think that, you know, maybe more of the Democrats along the highways and byways would get mad. But there's got to be something where people say to themselves, okay, this objectively is wrong. This was objectively terrible. And so no matter what political party that person's in, I'm going to shift my opinion and or my vote as a result of that, because this is
beyond the pale. Well, I think that's where real, you don't need an impeachment. This is kind of a hybrid impeachment, if you will. We don't need an a full-blown impeachment where it goes over to the Senate, where they either take it up and say that he's guilty or not guilty. And even if he's guilty, the next decision is to have him removed. With, you know, what the House is doing, they don't have to go that far.
Right. Agreed, completely. Because this actually gets more of the stuff out there that probably should have been out there in 2020.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, exactly. And this way, you know, and that's why I think they're going to be looking seriously at whether or not Biden would even continue on the ticket, because they can fight that uphill battle, you know, and deal with it every day of the campaign. Or they can bring in somebody new, like a Gavin Newsom, who can say, well, this wasn't my thing. Don't look at me. I'm here to make that.
But see, Gavin Newsom is all in with Biden. He said that during the debate between he and Ron DeSantis. And everybody is necessarily worried about Kamala Harris. If Biden drops out, what, you know, where does it, how does that jockey her position? Don't think that she doesn't know every single bit of all of this that's going on and is playing along. So she's also now an accessory, because they have to tell her. She's going to be out in the public wherever she is doing these, you know, stage appearances and the fundraising things, and people are going to ask her. Well, they prep her pretty much every single day, whether they prep her with a memo or they prep her with a, you know, morning meeting to say this and don't say that. She is very much an accessory to all of this going on as well.
Indeed, indeed. But I'm just talking about the perception, you know, of just a different candidate who can say, I wasn't involved with Hunter Biden. I'm, you know, don't ask me about that stuff anymore, because I have this new vision for America, which builds on the great things the Biden administration ever did. You know, and so in other words, they try to have some other kind of methodology to get people to say, yeah, we'll just stick with the Democrats.
Well, again, it's going to come into an advertising, marketing, propaganda machine after the first of the year. Where, and, you know, you've got an awful lot of Democrats that have moved out of, you know, their respective states to get out of a Democrat-controlled territory, which is really ungoverned space. And they're moving to places that are a whole lot more conservative and a whole lot more stable. Hello, Florida, we're full, don't come.
That's right.
And Texas is, too. I mean, Texas is full. So, you know, try Wyoming or something, please. Or, you know, go to Iowa or someplace. You know, South Dakota. They keep advertising on TV.
Anywhere but here, that kind of thing.
I mean, we're full. I mean, we're just absolutely full.
Yeah. Well, Denise Simon, founderscode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Glad to talk with you this morning. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.
All right. Good morning.
All right. Good morning. Denise Simon, everybody. And folks, we're going to come right back. We've got Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Talk some economy on the other side. Kyle Warren with you.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue racing through this Thursday edition of the program. And we have a lot more to talk about. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. You can also head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com, if you'd like to send us a direct message. And once again, thanks to Uncle Rick. We appreciate your message very, very much. And now, of course, it's time to talk with the watchdog on Wall Street, none other than Chris Markowski. And, of course, watchdogonwallstreet.com. That's the website for Chris. You can also hear him right here on our flagship station of AM 860, The Answer. That's 5 a.m. Eastern times on Saturday mornings and 5 p.m. Eastern times Sunday afternoons, again, right here on AM 860. And once again, welcome back, Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, there is a lot going on out there, of course. You know, we had talk of the, you know, the impeachment inquiries and so forth. But in terms of the economy right now, it looks like the Fed did say that they're going to leave interest rates steady right now. But, you know, are they still leaving this on the table that there could be more rate hikes? I saw one report that said that. Another report that seemed to indicate that they're done with rate hikes.
Listen, from what they signaled yesterday, they're going to be cutting rates at least three times next year. So, that's the direction they're heading in right now. And again, this is completely expected, quite frankly. Again, they're also helping the taxpayer out to some degree because of the profligate spending in Washington, D.C. All of the money we're borrowing now costs a lot more than it did not too long ago, really putting a real ting in our federal budget at this point in time. I hope this is starting to see some politicians talk about fiscal issues with some seriousness, which I haven't seen from some time. I hope it doesn't change.
Well, I'm right there with you. And certainly, in terms of at least how people perceive things, because, again, that's a huge part of how the economy works, only because people they'll get spooked or they'll pull back or they won't spend and this kind of thing. But they do look at interest rates as being a major indicator. There was something else that went on internationally, and that was Argentina devalued their own peso basically by 54% as part of, I think, this new government that's coming in. But what does that do? I mean, they say they're trying to head off these deficit issues, but is that it sounds like major surgery to me.
It's much needed because they're in dire. I mean, the inflation running in that country without devaluing the currency has skyrocketed. I mean, they're also going to have a lot of austerity measures in regards to the government trying to cut down on spending. And also, I mean, obviously, everybody's money is worth half as much as it did the day before. But also, it allows the government to pay back debt with money that's worth a lot less, too. So, if you are someone who is in debt and they devalue the currency, that's good for you.
Well, indeed. And one of the reasons I brought it up this morning is that does that have any bearing and conceptually to the deficit that we have or the inflation, this kind of thing? I seem to remember back in the 70s, Saturday Night Live, when it was kind of brand new, Dan Aykroyd impersonating Jimmy Carter said he had a great idea for inflation at that time, and that was everybody just burn 50% of their money. Go to the bank, extract it, and burn it. And that might help things. So I've kind of remembered that humor, but does it have any application that we might see ever in the future?
Well, absolutely. We can have our currency. We talk about inflation. Fed's happy getting it down, but it's still been very, very high, so most certainly on a lot of items, right? That's what inflation's all about. Your money doesn't go as far. We've had that for some time. And, quite frankly, and I've mentioned this before, on everyday items, we need some deflation to some degree. But, your currency most certainly can get hit with something like this. It's actually a strategy. You think about it, like I said before, if you are in deep debt, wouldn't you like to pay back that debt with half as much money? In essence, devalue the currency.
Indeed. Well, also, of course, we talk about jobs, and I know you've mentioned before that, there are jobs out there, but it looks like, according to this one article I saw earlier today on Fox Business, millennials and Gen Zers are not happy with the jobs climate. Evidently, I guess they're not able to make as much money as they want to, or they can make more money than literally serving drinks than they can sometimes in their preferred field.
Well, I mean, you're a kid and you're young and you're making a lot of money serving drinks, and you've got a job maybe in your field that's not paying so much that it's entry level. I don't see a problem with that. I mean, I did that. You'll get you continue your education in an entry level job, and at nights you go bartend and wait tables. Nobody likes to work for it anymore, for whatever reason it may be, and that's what's going to take. You're going to have to do what it takes.
Well, indeed, and of course, when you look at companies and try to value them and so forth, that's whether or not their employees actually want to show up, I think, is probably a huge big part of that. And also, of course, the longevity of those employees. Like you said, I think one of the big problems these days is nobody wants to go work, 8 to 5 or something like that. That there's so much, hybrid working going on. And some will say, there's different spectrums. Some will say working at home is just fine. It's more productive. And others say, no, it's too distracting. You have to have people in the office. Is there just a happy medium, or is it one or the other?
I mean, I think it depends on the type of business. I think it depends on the type of workers you're getting, where you are in the country. I continue to think we're going to see a bit of a hybrid model going forward. And again, that has its repercussions. I've discussed at length in regards to the valuation of the inner city and real estate and commercial and retail and all of those things that are going to change drastically. But as far as workers are concerned, you know, especially if you're younger, you should want to get in and be around as many people as possible. It's how you network. And it's much better to do it in person than on Zoom.
Well, that's right. In the old days, it was around the water cooler. I don't know if people have water coolers anymore. I haven't seen one in like a long, long, long time. But that's the concept. Exactly. Well, small business optimism also, we understand, is waning right now. And it looks like the Small Business Index, published by MetLife and the U.S. Chamber of Congress, actually went down to 61.3 last month. That's almost an 8 percentage point drop from the previous quarter. And, of course, small businesses are really the backbone of so much of our economic stability.
Well, yeah, of course. And actually, you know, there's been various different studies done that the overwhelming majority of jobs that are created in this country are for companies that are 5 years old and younger. Not to mention the fact that you get a lot of innovation out of these small companies. So they're very, very important to our country, and we want to continue to see them grow.
Well, indeed. And of course, the outlook now, and of course, you know, with getting just briefly back to what the Fed was talking about, you know, they're actually looking at this now saying, well, we think, you know, and I love how they talk. We're going to bring this down into a soft landing, basically, and we won't have a recession. But, you know, I think most people, as we talked about earlier in the week, most people think we're already in a recession.
Well, many areas of the economy, you could say, you know, you want to bifurcate the economy and say that some areas are in a recession and others are not. I would most certainly say that the government is not in a recession. Business is booming for the government. So that area of the economy is doing quite well. You take a look at the jobs report and the amount of government workers that are being hired. But overall, again, you know, the overall mood of the country, that'll tell you that there's still a lot of pain out there, and that's, you know, it's recessionary, quite frankly. We'll see what's going to happen. That's why the Fed yesterday came out and talked about 3 rate cuts next year, is that they're feeling it too. They're starting to see the writing on the wall that we're heading into a recession. How deep it is, hard to tell.
Well, but I guess a good question would be, why not cut them now? In the sense, why wait till June or, you know, later?
That would be perceived as, in many circles, as, you know, being a bit much, and maybe they should wait and see, and they, you know, want to, you know, basically, you know, kind of CYAs in regards to, you know, being data dependent. They always talk about being data dependent. They want to continue to see the data coming in. The trends are the same. Yeah, it's just the usual things that they talk about at the Federal Reserve.
Well, Chris Markowski, Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. That's the website. Glad to talk with you this morning. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.
God, have a good one.
You too. Take care. Chris Markowski, everybody. And we're going to come right back. You'll hear your top of the hour news. Then we'll be back right after that. And we'll talk to you as well. 949-8.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.